stop 10 is the large dead maple tree 2 to 3 feet before the end of the boardwalk.
Use your senses to investigate this dead maple tree. Knock sharply on the trunk and listen. Does the tree sound hollow or hard? Feel the rotting wood. Is it punky and soft or dry and dusty? Fungi, bacteria, insects, and rain are all working to decompose this wood. Birds, squirrels, and raccoons take shelter in cavities that are easily excavated in the soft dead wood. Bark beetles, termites, and carpenter ants colonize the rotting wood. You can feel vertical tunnels and sawdust where they have come and gone. Woodpeckers make large, uneven holes in the wood to get at those insects. Eventually, a dead tree becomes so hollow and riddled with rot that it falls to the ground, where it continues to decompose into soil. One of the giant limbs of this maple came crashing down in a storm and now lies in the shallow water parallel to the boardwalk. These shallows are prime skunk cabbage habitat. The first wetland plant to flower in early spring, skunk cabbage relies on flies for pollination because most other pollinators haven't emerged yet. What attracts flies? The smell of rotting meat and garbage. Can you detect the skunk cabbage's unpleasant odor?
When you are ready, step off the boardwalk into the forest and turn right onto the gravel path. Please stay to the left and follow the hillside on the left side of the trail. Using the slope as your guide, walk along the trail for 45 feet and stop at 2 small pine tree saplings at the bottom of the hillside on your left. Stop 11 is a stand of ferns and spring wildflowers on the slope just before the saplings, so don't walk beyond the trees. Enter 11 when you get there.